Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, November 6th. Coming up, we'll take a look at some of the results from yesterday's election. More on that in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. It appears all of the Central Illinois Congress members have been re-elected. That includes Robin Kelly of the 2nd District and Mary Miller of the 15th. Due to a delay in counting the votes in Champaign County, the Associated Press has not declared a winner in the race for Illinois' 13th Congressional District. But overnight, Democratic incumbent Nikki Budzinski claimed victory in her re-election campaign. Currently, she leads Republican challenger Joshua Lloyd 53-47%. Speaking in Springfield just before midnight, Budzinski says her results were stronger than 2 years ago.
We have also seen consistently that I have been improving upon the numbers that I had in 2022. We won a county like Macon County, which I hadn't previously won in my first election. So everything is trending really positive, but we do want to make sure that all the votes are tabulated.
The 13th Congressional District runs from the Metro East through Springfield, Decatur, and Champaign-Urbana. Democrat incumbent George Donos has been reelected to another term as the Champaign County Auditor, defeating Republican challenger Alan Anderson. That's based on unofficial results from the clerk's office. Final vote tallies may shift depending on mail-in ballots received after Election Day. This year's ballot also included a referendum to eliminate the auditor's office. Around 60% of voters rejected that proposal.
The main one is the kind of government you want and whether you maintain taxpayer advocacy embodied in the auditor who provides an important check and balance.
Donos has been in office since 2018. Earlier this year, Donos was censured by the Champaign County Board following an HR investigation that raised concerns about his conduct. Unofficial election results in Champaign County suggest that Mohammed Seymour School District voters do not seem ready to pay for new middle and elementary schools. As IPM's Emily Hayes reports, the tally shows 54% of voters against the bond referendum.
Voters rejected tax hikes to address school crowding twice in 2022. Sunny McMurray is the president of the Mohammed Seymour School Board. She was hoping this time would be different because the community gave more input on what facilities they wanted to build.
People kept saying, no, we want the junior high where it is. And we're like, no, there's not enough room. There is if you don't have anything else. So people were like, that's all we want. We just want the junior high. We're like, okay. So that's what this referendum has.
The referendum would allow the district to raise about $113 million by selling bonds. Mohammed residents who own a home worth $100,000 would pay $320 more a year. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Among the unofficial results from Tuesday's election, Kathleen Pyatt, the only Democrat on the Pyatt County Board, lost her bid for re-election to Republican William Chambers of rural Mansfield. Chambers won 61% of the vote in the unofficial final tally. Pyatt County voters approved a referendum to enact a mental health care tax. The tax will fund treatment for mental illnesses and care for those with developmental disabilities. In Moultrie County, incumbent Republican County Coroner Lynn Reed won 83% of the vote to defeat her Democratic challenger, funeral director Keith Epperson. Voters in Mattoon in Coles County voted to end their commission form of government, where each city council member runs a unit of city governance. Instead, the council will hire a city manager to run Mattoon's municipal operations. And voters in the small Vermilion County village of Muncie have voted to allow liquor sales by a tally of 57-19. The town has been one of the few in Illinois that are dry by statute and prohibit liquor sales. After polls closed last night, some voters waited several hours to actually cast their ballots. IPM Student Newsroom's Brendan Gallion went to the Illini Union, which had 200 people in line when polls closed at 7.
Anyone in line by 7 p.m. is allowed to wait until they've cast their ballot. First-time voter, University of Illinois student Diana Whitfield says she would have voted sooner, but until recently, she was undecided.
I think I just didn't know whether I was going to vote or not because I didn't know who I was voting for at the time. So I just waited till I had a better idea and did a little bit more research.
Many students waiting to vote said they were frustrated that classes weren't canceled today. U of I Chancellor Robert Jones said in October that the state legislature did not designate Election Day as a university holiday this year. I'm Brendan Gallion, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn about some of the technical issues that brought voting to a halt in Champaign County yesterday morning. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast for today.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy with a high of 61 degrees and northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 43 degrees, a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 59 degrees, a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 37 degrees, a north wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, sunny with a high of 60 degrees and a north wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, we are recapping the results of Election Day 2024 and hearing from our fellow Illinoisans about how they feel about the outcome. I'm Brian Mackey. You can share your comments by leaving a voicemail at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Then join us next time on the 21st Show.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. After a technical issue brought voting to a halt in Champaign County earlier yesterday morning, the county's top elections official said the polls would close at 7 and not remain open for two additional hours. As IPM's Arjun Thacker reports, the county clerk said that was after a disagreement with the county Republican Party.
Clerk Aaron Ammons says the county encountered technical difficulties that slowed down lines at the polls early Tuesday morning. The issue was resolved a couple hours later, and the clerk's office said it would try and extend voting to 9 p.m. at all polling places. That didn't happen. In a statement, the county's deputy clerk said the Champaign County Republican Party was not willing to support a plan to extend voting. The Champaign County GOP chair, Susan Mantell, says that isn't accurate. She says the county doesn't need to extend voting hours because if they did, they would have to use provisional ballots that would potentially take longer to count.
And I think that's an undue burden, and it's frankly unnecessary because the law already provides a remedy in that when you're in line by 7 p.m., you end up being able to vote.
Mantell accused the county clerk of being unprepared for Election Day.
This is an issue with the preparation of the clerk's office and the clerk himself.
That was IPM's Arjun Thacker reporting on technical issues at the polls yesterday. Democratic incumbent Congressman Eric Sorensen has won the race for Illinois' 17th district. The congressional district covers a large swath of land, including bigger cities and college towns like Rockford and Bloomington Normal. The former TV meteorologist thanked his supporters at his watch party in downtown Moline.
You know, it's my job to keep my families and my district and in my coverage areas safe and prepare for what was ahead. And that's exactly what I'm doing in Congress. Making sure that our hometowns are ready for what's ahead.
The congressman promised to strengthen the local workforce, combat climate change, and secure reproductive rights. Sorensen celebrated with his supporters at his watch party last night. The nonprofit Braver Angels aims to bridge the partisan divide. Yesterday, the group sent people in pairs with opposing political views to polling places nationwide. IPM student reporter Anna Koh checked in with some of them in Champaign County.
Carol Bosley and Steve Briggs stood about 100 feet away from the Brookings Center in Urbana, holding a sign that read,
"We're red and blue voters committed to holding America together, Braver Angels."
That's Steve Briggs, who leans red. He says their message is, no matter who you vote for, voters can and must get along.
I like to think Carol and I are on opposite sides, but we're still friends.
Here's Bosley, who leans blue.
We are here because we want to show the community that even though we vote differently, we still are together as far as working to make the country as good as it can be.
Amanda Koh, IPM News.
A local resident in Champaign-Urbana has a unique perspective on Vice President Kamala Harris's unsuccessful run for the presidency. Diane Gottheil was a friend of the Harris family in the 60s when they lived in Urbana. Gottheil's late husband worked with the vice president's father, Don Harris, at the University of Illinois. She says the Harris family was always bright, and she says she thinks the vice president has those same values.
Kamala is brilliant. Her parents were brilliant. She's devoted to public good, as were both of her parents. And so it's like in her genes, and it's in the environment she grew up in. And so here she is.
Gottheil says she's been waiting for a long time for a woman to be elected president. She was hoping Harris would make it happen this time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Emily Hayes, Madison Holcomb, Alyssa Eaton, Brendan Gallion, Arjun Thacker, Anna Koh, and Kennedy Vincent. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.